Our Your Hometown series on WGN Radio features places and people and businesses throughout Chicagoland that maybe you know of, maybe you don't know enough of. I mean, we've all heard of Downers Grove, but let's do a deep dive into that town and learn a little bit more about it and some of the highlights. And one of them, I'm glad we're doing this because I've not been to Dan's Pizza before. Keith Marciniak is the owner of Dan's Pizza in Downers Grove. My friend Tracy Weiner, who used to work here and still drops a podcast here on occasion and is just a really engaged person in Chicago and Downers Grove. I said, what do you know about Downers Grove? She's from there now. She lives there now. And she said, oh, my God, Dan's Pizza is the best pizza. Kevin, I'll bet you get that all the time, huh?
Oh, yes, we do. How you doing, John?
Good. Nice to talk to you. This is Kevin Marciniak, and he's the owner of Dan's Pizza. So was Dan your father or brother? Who's Dan?
Dan is my dad. He opened up Dan's Pizza in 1979 after moving out from the city. Just wanted to be able to provide some of that awesome Chicago-style thin crust to the people of the suburbs.
Yeah, I noticed on your menu, there's a thin crust and there's like a double-stacked pizza.
Yeah, double-decker.
Tell me about your pizzas. What's the secret and what kind of pizza do you have?
So, I mean, we put all of our attention into our thin crust. It's a real crispy, thin, a little chewy crust, how it should be, you know, tavern style, Chicago style thin. And then we just got some great toppings on top of there, fresh vegetables cut every day. We get our fennel sausage straight out of Chicago, real old school sausage company that's been making it for 100 years. And they're great. We've been making this pizza for 43 years now. We're doing something right. And we also got that double-decker you were talking about, which is kind of like a pizza on top of a pizza. In a sense, it's not necessarily a stuffed pizza, but we braid the crust around and we put more sauce, meat, cheese, and veggies on top of it as well as inside. And that's just one of our own personal creations. You won't find many other places.
Talk about your sauce.
Now, good question. So our sauce is real mild. I think that's really important. It's not spicy. It's not sweet. It's just kind of good for everybody. You know, it's a people pleaser kind of sauce. Real simple is the key, as well as most of our other ingredients. You know, our like I said, our sausage, it's not spicy or anything like that, but it's some great high quality meat on there as well as the cheese. We definitely put a lot of attention into our pizza. And that's all we're doing right now. We actually, since the last 2 years, we haven't been selling any of our beefs or sandwiches. And we're putting all of our, that's because a lot of, people went on furlough. So we weren't really getting much of that lunch business anymore. And we were getting a lot of support from the community at night for our pizza. So we had to replace some of that equipment with more ovens just to keep up.
So did you come out ahead in the long run?
I think so. I mean, we got an amazing community here. I'm happy to talk about Downers Grove. They're just so supportive. All the people that have been coming for years with us, grandparents coming from the beginning, feeding it to their kids, who's feeding it to their kids, and it's just nostalgic. They really give us a lot of support out here.
It sounds like that's mutual. And, you know, you as a pizza guy in Chicagoland are competing with the Aurelios and the Malnati's and the Gino's. So how do you sort of carve out a slice for your business there?
You know, I think the key word is just consistency, just trying to make sure our product stays exactly the same as it has for the last 43 years. You know, these people, we are in such a great area in the country to be gifted with such amazing pizza, you know. But as long as we keep doing our thing, you know, and the people keep getting a consistent product, they'll keep coming back.
So what is it, 7 days a week? Just I'm going to swing by. I don't want to come there when you're closed. Yeah. How am I going to do this, Kevin?
Yeah, 7 days a week. We're open at 4 o'clock every day. I deliver to you if I could, but that 290 traffic will probably back it up a little bit.
Yeah. That's a huge oversight on our part here. I mean, you know, I'm happy to tell people all about you, but for crying out loud, we should have one of your pizzas sitting right here. I hope your pizza travels well. Thin crust, not so good, though, right? The thin crust doesn't travel as well as the thick stuff, does it?
I don't know. It all depends. I mean, we're one of those old school places that still uses the bags. And, you know, bags steam the pizza just right. And it really makes it last pretty long. I think that's how pizza should be served. But, you know, like I said, we're just able to get that Chicago style out here to the suburbs for our communities in the area. We got Downers Grove, Lyle, Woodridge, parts of Naperville. We even go out to people from Plano come out sometime to grab some pizza from us, and it travels well enough to get that far.
Well, my first radio job was at WSPY in Plano. I was a resident of Sandwich. That's right, Plano Sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Those are my origins. 630 texted in, "Hey, John, my son Michael works for Dan's. They are the best pizza ever." And
yes, he does.
I'm hearing that from a lot of folks. Kevin Marciniak is the owner of Dan's Pizza in Downers Grove. What's the address over there? 2738 Maple Avenue.
Folks, yeah, we are right off by 55. So if that helps, get right off 355.
Good to talk to you. Nice to meet you. I'll come out sometime and say hi, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Take care.